Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The race for Minnesota governor is wide open on the Democratic side, with Governor Tim Walz ending his reelection campaign. Carleton College political analyst Stephen Scheer says everyone is talking about U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar.
I think Klobuchar is probably the strongest possibility electorally to replace Walz. But I also have to add a caution to that, which is the last KSTP poll had her job approval at only 47%, the lowest they've ever recorded.
Scheer says there may be some vulnerability there if the Republicans can come up with a credible candidate for governor. The GOP hasn't won a statewide office in Minnesota since Governor Tim Pawlenty's reelection in 2006. President Trump looks to be targeting California next over possible fraud. In a Truth Social post this morning, Trump called California more corrupt than Minnesota. He went on to say the fraud investigation of California has begun, but didn't provide any other details. Stuck looking at your phone whether you feel like you want to or not? Bethel University professor Charisse Coro encourages following the motto to cut down screen time. What for? Why now? What else?
What am I using the screen for? Why am I using it right now? And what else might I be doing if I wasn't using screens? And I think that motto is really great because it helps keep us focused on using our phones for more active rather than passive purposes.
Coro explains passive screen time as doom scrolling and watching other people's content, while active could be FaceTiming someone or writing in an electronic journal. Line of duty deaths among law enforcement officers fell 25% in 2025, reaching an 80-year low, according to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. In other headlines, ready to make a life-saving play? Donate blood this month for a shot at the ultimate prize, a trip to Super Bowl 60 at Levi's Stadium on February 8th, complete with tickets, travel, and a gift card. American Red Cross Minnesota spokeswoman Lynette Nyman encourages you to download the Red Cross Blood Donor app.
They can manage their appointment. They can do their health history. Get your rapid pass done that day, because there's some questions that have to be asked, like the day of donation. All that's done, and then people go in, and you're checked in, and the actual time is maybe 15 minutes.
For more information, visit redcrossblood.org. January is National Blood Donor Month. Wabash National's manufacturing facility in Little Falls will shut down on April 17th, resulting in the loss of more than 50 jobs. This is MNN.